And how venerable that patriotic company, how sublime their gathering through all the land, how joyful their welcome, how affecting their farewell to that beloved stranger. But the pageant has fled, and the very materials that gave it such depths of interest are rapidly perishing, and a humble, perhaps a nameless grave shall hold the last soldier of the revolution. And shall they ever meet again? Shall the patriots and soldiers of 76, the immortal band, as history styles them, meet again in the amaranthine bowers of spotless purity, of perfect bliss, of eternal glory? Shall theirs be the Christian's heaven, the kingdom of the Redeemer? The heathen points to his fabulous Elysium as the paradise of the soldier and the sage, but the Christian bows down with tears and sighs, for he knows that not many of the patriots and statesmen and warriors of Christian lands are the disciples of Jesus. But we turn from Lafayette, the favorite of the old and the new world, to the peaceful benevolence, the unambitious achievements of Robert Raikes. Let us imagine him to have been still alive and to have visited our land to celebrate this day with us.